Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. I'm very pleased to have with us a man who has been doing, in myriad capacities, a marvelous job of chronicling different pieces of, well, this war, as well as more broadly, what's happening in our polity. He is Jack Cashel. He is an author of numerous books. He is a producer of award-winning videos, including documentaries for the Public Broadcasting Service. His most recent book is You Lie, The Evasions, Omissions, Fabrications, Frauds, and Outright Falsehoods of Barack Obama. I'm very pleased to say we have a full hour to explore this topic with him, and not just the nature of the lies, the dissembling, and so on that we've been subjected to since really Barack Obama began running for office, let alone what he's done as president, but also to talk about the implications of these prevarications for national security and other policy, as well as really the future of our republic and therefore of the free world of which it is the leader. Jack Cashel, welcome back. It's very good to have you with us. Thank you for generously giving us an hour of your time to discuss this hugely important topic.
Hey, Frank, thanks for having me on, even though it's the rare time I have to dress for radio. You know,
we appreciate you gussying up, needless to say.
I didn't gussy up a whole lot, as you can tell.
Evidently, but it's good to have you with us under all circumstances. I would like to talk first and foremost, kind of set the stage for this drill down on the contents of your book by setting the stage, if you will, with what the kind of pattern of deception has been that we've seen from Barack Obama, really from kind of the first introduction of his biography to the American people back when, I guess, he was a state senator in Illinois.
Yeah, you know, let's start with 2004 when America first met him at the Democratic National Convention, in which he gave this bellwether speech that launched him into instant stardom. He starts off the speech, it was within the first paragraph, he's saying, you know, I'm the product of this improbable love between a man from Kenya, a goatherd from Kenya, and this woman from Kansas, and they had an abiding faith in the possibilities of this nation, and they came together, and I was the result. And then he elaborates in other venues that for 2 years, they had this perfectly happy multicultural family, and then his father, Obama Sr., had the opportunity to go to Harvard, and then the families kind of dissolved. Well, the whole story is largely false. There was no one. If there was an improbable love, it probably lasted no longer than Obama Sr. sobered up the next morning. Obama never, as a baby, never spent a single night under the same roof as his father. His mother shows up for the first time with the baby in Seattle, Washington, when the baby is about 3 weeks old. And the net result is that neither one of them had an abiding faith in the possibilities of the nation. Both of them held the nation in contempt. So he presents a story that was essential to establishing who he was. His biographer, David Remnick, would call that the multicultural ideal is the signature appeal of his presidency. Would repeat it in 2008 at the convention as well. And by 2008, many of us in the blogosphere knew that the story was false, knew that there was no family, knew that there was no love, knew that there was no abiding faith, and knew that they didn't even live together. And yet the major media absolutely refused to know this.
Yeah, they refused to know it, and more to the point, refused to report it. And as a result, we had what I would argue was kind of the first of a series of frauds perpetrated against the American people. One of the things that brings us to kind of the present pass is that the president announced when he was almost to the point of his election that he was going to embark upon a fundamental transformation of America. Might that have been actually one of the more honest things that he said in his characterization of who he was and what he was about?
Yeah, if that was, except that then he came back several years later and denied that he'd ever said it. It's as if these people didn't live in the age of the internet, where everything they said is on record. For them, it doesn't matter, because as long as their world is protected by the major media, what we say, internet zanies, as one Republican called me. What did someone else in the lunatic orbit, as one major Democrat called me. As long as we say it, with Cheryl Atkinson, whose book is really definitely worth reading, said we are easily controversialized. And they would do that to all of their enemies.
Which, again, Jack Cashel, is kind of part of the program of moving the president forward, deflecting criticism of him, and otherwise shielding him from this kind of accountability that is really part and parcel of our Republican form of government. And that's kind of what I would like to talk with you about, Jack, for the remainder of this segment. Is what does that fundamental transformation and the practice by this president of, I think a degree of increasing lawlessness and refusal to conform to the Constitution of the United States, what does that portend for this polity of ours and for its people, for that matter?
Well, it depends on what he could get away with. And for 6 years, he's been remarkably successful. I think, however, he just may have had his Waterloo. I think that we will see an emboldened Republican Congress stop his lawlessness, or at least certainly slow it down. Jonathan Turley, who's a liberal constitutional scholar, described Obama as the president Richard Nixon always wanted to be. But Nixon was not enabled by the media the way Obama has been.
To the contrary.
Exactly.
Right.
And the net result is, when you have a president with as lawless as Obama, as deceptive as Obama, and as ambitious as Obama, with a media that's fully in compliance, you are in a state of real danger. I think it was very encouraging to see what the American people did last Tuesday.
Well, it was indeed. And Jonathan Turley, as you say, is among those who have been warning about kind of an imperial presidency. And one example of that may well be what the president is now threatening to do with respect to an executive amnesty. That is to say, something that he will neither seek congressional assent for nor apparently brook any opposition to from the Congress. Again, Jack, and we'll go through in the course of this long discussion with you of various aspects of what you've treated so, I think, thoroughly. It's not zany at all. It's just the facts in your new book, You Lie, The Evasions, Omissions, Fabrications, Frauds, and Outright Falsehoods of Barack Obama. But talk, if you would, a little bit about what it means for the people of the United States, as well as, our representative form of government, if by executive fiat the president can make all kinds of people into not only citizens but voters on the basis of his say-so.
Right. We have all these millions of undocumented Democrats just waiting to make their way to the ballot box.
One cartoonist who says that's the job that Americans don't want to do is vote Democrat.
Well, if he gets away with that, it would be a very, very bad day for America. I, at this stage, do not think he will succeed. But the options for the Republicans in Congress are not that vast. I mean, other than impeachment, I don't know what can they do. Can they remand the order? Can they could they tell the various authorities, do not follow this? This is an illegal order, and immediately take the case to the Supreme Court?
One thing they could do, Jack, unless they foreclose the option as a practical matter, is use the power of the purse to defund any such action that the president might order. But to do that, as you know, they're going to have to retain the option of exercising the power of the purse. And this is something we've talked about a lot on this program, is if they make the mistake of adopting some kind of longer-term continuing resolution or omnibus spending bill that essentially funds the government for the rest of the year, they will deny themselves this option. And I think that would be a terrible mistake and eliminate altogether whatever you know, deterrence they might be able to bring to bear on the president. Jack, we're going to pause for just a moment. We're visiting with Jack Cashel, an extraordinary authority on all manner of things, notably the Barack Obama presidency, and author of You Lie, The Evasions, Omissions, Fabrications, Frauds, and Outright Falsehoods of Barack Obama. We'll be talking about healthcare and national security in that regard straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.